So how do you attract new business so you constantly don't have to chase it? Hi, I'm Mike Cuevas, the Real Estate Marketing Dude, and this podcast is all about building a strong personal brand people have come to know, like, trust, and most importantly, refer. But remember, it is not their job to remember what you do for a living. It's your job to remind them. Let's get started. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. Folks, what we're talking about today is media. And yes, the market is changing. It's time for you to start creating a whole lot of it. Because if you don't, I've been saying this for fucking, how long has this podcast been in existence? 2014. I didn't predict the future, but I was damn right on every single show. And I don't say that to pat myself on the back. I say that because I've provided you guys a clear roadmap of exactly what's happening in the industry today. We were just ahead of the curve, and I'm so happy today that guests like we're going to have on today are in the media space, and I'm happy that he has business in the media space because 10 years ago, there weren't enough clients in the real estate agency to create a video marketing service, to create a podcast service, to create a company built around media production because every single real estate agent 10 years ago were chasing checks, breathing with their commission breath all over people's faces, doing things they hate with prospecting, and none of them were focused on personal branding and media production and creation. But today, folks, I'm so happy it's turned full circle because with this new NAR news and all this bullshit that's going on, here's the reality of the situation is that the relationship you have with your local community is your unique selling proposition. In other words, your personal brand is what is going to make you different. Because other than that, what are you competing on? Nothing. You're competing on brand. That's true of any service-based industry. This isn't a knock on the real estate industry. It's true with attorneys. It's true with chiropractors. It's true with dentists. It's true with any local service-based business. You compete on brand. And by no chance, the individual or the business that has the largest brand always has one thing in common. That one thing in common is that they just happen to be creating videos, happy to be doing podcasts, happen to be all over social media. They are a media company that happens to be a real estate agent, that happens to be a chiropractor, that happens to be a dentist. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because creating media and building your personal brand really isn't that hard, but it's all about leveraging media. It's all about leveraging and multi-purposing videos. It's all about doing shit like we're doing right here. I'm going to chop this podcast up into 10 different pieces of content. And then my guest is going to go ahead and do the same. And we're going to distribute that out into the world. And when you rinse and repeat that on a weekly basis, people start to notice what the fuck you're doing. And more importantly, they're like, I might start paying attention to this person. And attention is the name of the game. Attention is the result of consistent media production. And when you have attention, you will always have business despite what NAR does, despite what the interest rates are, and despite what every fucking other negative thing is going on in today's world. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and introduce someone who knows the space very well. He's been on the show a while ago. We're glad to have him back, Mr. Chris Reed. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Mike, and thank you very much for having me back. And I was just about to say, like, that's the beauty of creating a brand and creating connections like this. Like, it was years ago that I was on your show, right? And one of my people reached out to you for something a week or two ago. And yeah, straight away, I see Mike's name pop up and go, hey, dude, let's do an episode together. It's been ages. And yeah, well,
let's talk about that, because that's a good point. I met you on a podcast. You pitched me to come on my podcast, had you on, never met before. Are you still in Singapore, by the way?
I used to live in Vietnam, but now.
Or Vietnam. Okay. I knew you were on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And we stayed in touch throughout the years, in the last 2 years. Only from the introduction of a podcast, we actually had a relationship. I referred some business to you. You referred some business to me. And if we never did that one podcast, that would have never happened. You see, I leverage podcasts to meet people all the time. That's why I still do this show. The amount of people and the relationships I meet in this show I would pay to do this show. I would pay myself $5,000 a month to do this show because that's how powerful media is, right?
100% agree, man. I was recording a podcast earlier in the week, and the guy he's a mentor to a whole bunch of business owners that are exactly our ideal client. I get to the end of the podcast talking about what I talk about, and he's like, can you do that for my circle? I'm like, well, yeah, sure I can. Yeah. So it's like, man, podcasting builds such great relationships.
Yeah. So Let's get into, we're going to really focus on how to leverage, you know, I know everyone understands the concept of a podcast. You're listening to it right now, guys. Like, hey, it's a podcast. Welcome to the podcast. But the point of having a podcast, a lot of people are, I think, stopped from the beginning because they're scared of their ego metrics, meaning like, how many downloads am I going to get? How many blanks am I going to get? And honestly, that's what stops a lot of people from ever starting in the first place. So why don't you walk us through, typically, let's just say a real estate agent, a lender, someone in the real estate space wants to start a podcast. Why do they hold back? And
yeah, for sure. Those sort of vanity metrics definitely stop people. So, I mean, I started in the digital marketing world doing SEO, right? And we used to do SEO for everyone. And, you know, there's the old saying, riches are in the niches. But I was like, man, why should I pick a niche? Because we can do this for anyone. But it gets really, really hard to do that. And so eventually I was on a real estate podcast and I learned about the real estate world and went, oh, this is a pretty good niche because they got really high ticket sales, right? Like, we don't actually have to help them sell too many houses to make it all worth it. And so we launched our own brand, which is the Icons of Real Estate. And that's exactly what we do, is we help educate real estate agents on, you know, how to build their own brand and, you know, introduce them to our services. And it works fantastic. You don't have to speak to too many agents to actually sell them. And that's the same for them, right? You know, if a real estate agent has a website, it doesn't have to have a million visitors to make it worth it. You know, you got enough that you sell a handful of houses a year and it's way worth it. But it's the same with a podcast. Yeah, sure. If you're Joe Rogan and you sell advertising, then yeah, you need a million visitors, or you're not going to sell enough advertising to pay your mortgage. But if your end goal is to sell houses, well, if 10 people listen to your podcast episode, three people interact with it, and one buys a house, well, it's way worth it, right?
100%. Remember, 10 to 15% of the population is going to transact this year, regardless of what happens with NAR or you or whatever brokerage you're at. It doesn't matter. But 100% of them have a referral for you. So, like, top of mind, I think in the real estate space for podcasts in terms of leverage, I see a lot of opportunity just in relationships. Walk me through, like, how, let's just say I was like, I had a niche, or let's just say I'm a real estate agent. Do you have any clients that are working with attorneys, for example? Do you have any clients that are, and tell me how they're leveraging these different podcasts?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, like, as I mentioned, we have our Icons of Real Estate brand. And really, to start with, that was just to make connections with real estate agents and, you know, show them what we do with SEO. And it was working great. And we have the Icons of Real Estate podcast. And, like, so many times, you know, agents would be on our podcast, like top producers, and they're like, man, I've always wanted to have my own podcast. Can you do that for me? And it wasn't until we got like the 10th or 15th request, we're like, maybe there's something here. And it was one guy called Matthias Baker, who's actually in Beverly Hills, and he's a probate realtor. He was the first guy that we went, sure, whatever. We know how to produce a podcast. Let's produce a podcast for you. You know, and he's in probate, and pretty much all of his business comes from referral, right? Someone dies and their attorney needs a probate realtor. Who do they go to? They don't like go to Google and search probate realtor. They go to the realtor that they have a relationship with, right? And so that he explained how his business worked. I went, that's pretty easy. We launch a podcast, we connect with every, you know, attorney in Beverly Hills, and you make those connections. And that's exactly what we did. And you look at, he's now got the number one probate realtor show nationwide. Not that he gives a crap about it being nationwide, because he only works in Beverly Hills, but he's built so many great connections with lawyers, the people that are actually going to send him business. So not only are you making great content, like, you can forget your socials, you can forget people listening to the episode, all that great stuff as well. But just the referral connections that he has is way worth doing it. Yeah.
This is awesome. I remember, like, and this concept's the same for video too, you know, agents who are creating a local video series. So let me just walk you guys through that. That's genius, because here's what happens. Attorneys suck at marketing. Terrible. Like, they're worse than realtors. Like, seriously. And realtors aren't that great at marketing either, guys. Let's be honest, all right? I'm not throwing anyone in the bus. Most business owners are not good at marketing themselves. They're good at doing the business, right? And you could, like, basically, hey, I really like what you're doing, Mr. Probate Attorney A. I'd love to interview you for this podcast. I have a local series here. And you just seem to be, you know, the top guy in your market. Is that the pitch?
Well, see, that's the beauty with a real estate podcast, right? Say you're a residential real estate agent and you're selling houses in Atlanta, right? Like Atlanta's a massive city. You're probably not even servicing the all of Atlanta. You're only focusing on the south side or whatever areas you focus on. And so, all you need to do to create fantastic content is speak to mortgage brokers in your area, to real estate attorneys in your area, landscapers, asking them about how to improve the cost your garden, or the pool guy, how to increase the value of your home by adding a pool, or general contractors, or even your local government officials, education board, whoever, because they're providing content that your ideal customer, who's your ideal customer? Is a home buyer in that area or a homeowner in that area, right? And so interviewing your ideal referral partners, so they're pumping out their knowledge, they're absolute experts in mortgage rates or whatever the heck it is in your area. So you're providing fantastic content for your audience on that. Goes on your website, helps your website rank in Google, goes on your social, keeps you top of mind. Gives you something to actually send to your audience rather than buy a freaking house all the time, which gets pretty boring. Plus, as you mentioned at the start of the show, they share it with their audience as well. So, the mortgage broker shares it on his Facebook. The landscaper shows it on her Facebook. And it's all local people, because the landscaper, well, he's not even searching all of Georgia and probably not all of Atlanta, just South Atlanta as well. So now you've extended your reach too. And again, you don't need to have 100,000 people listen to the episode. 10 people listen to it, three interact, one becomes a client. Way worth doing, right?
Dude, that's good. Yeah, because and then I and I could tell you guys just from this, every time I have someone on this show, when we hang up, I already know Chris, but I always be like, hey, what can I do for you? Is there anything I'd help you with? Blah blah blah. What are you looking to do? And I do that on purpose, you guys. It's because I'm building a relationship with whoever I'm usually having on the show is usually somebody that has some sort of influence. They have reach, they have audience, right? So I want to infiltrate that reach in that audience. Not infiltrate like I'm gonna take advantage of it or be evil, but it's part of like I scratch in the media world. It's like I scratch your back, you scratch mine, right? And together, when you have that same thing, like Chris is gonna go promote this, I'm gonna go promote this, it helps both of us. That's generally what you see happen in all the relationships. But the other thing I always see happen is that when you are the one that provides the media, right? You're the interviewer, not the interviewee. There's a certain thing of relation where people just automatically, like, I don't know how to explain it. They just like, thanks, bro. They just respect me. I just feel it. They like me more. There's a deeper connection, and it's them to me. It's not me to them, if that makes sense. And I've always in the business world, always wanted to one up everybody. It's how I've always demanded referrals. It's how I'd always make sure that, my mortgage broker, I always have two referrals up on him. Same with the attorneys, right? Because I held that as leverage. And it's very similar dynamic in the relationship that establishes here because you created an advertising piece for them. You're literally creating commercials for your referral partners for free. And
For
it's during the
sure.
course of the podcast. The relationship is built right here. It's built during the recording. It's built immediately after the recording. But then even after this show, like, what do your agents do? They just follow up and like, hey, by the way, I also have these short reel pieces for you and all that. And here's this media. They come back to it, or how does that part work?
Yeah, well, that's we give a kit to so we do all the guest booking for our clients. Because, well, if we ask the agents to do the bookings themselves, nothing would ever happen, right? Even then,
Yeah, I was just gonna
apart
say, how do
from
you, finding guests is another
that,
challenge, but.
it's tricky, right? So you have to, well, our podcast coach speaks with the agent and goes, okay, what are you trying to achieve? Sometimes they're with a brokerage like eXp where they want to do recruitment. And so, what's the agent avatar that you're trying to, attract? Or if it's, just home sales, what's the areas that you focus on? What sort of relationships do you want to build? Like the probate guy, then what are the sort of attorneys that you work with? Then we go and reach out to those people to start with. It does help that we have our Icons brand because their show's not even launched, right? So it's pretty hard to get big name guests. Hey, come on my podcast when your podcast isn't even launched yet, right? The
Right.
first one's always the trickiest. But that we have street cred with what we're doing. It makes it easier to make those connections. And so we book in the guests, and that's one of the beauties too, right? Is you get to do it in your office and your own time. You don't have to rush it around to the other side of the city or whenever. Plus you can batch them. you've got a slow week, hey, go and record 10 episodes and now you're good for the next 10 weeks. You know, that's what we always try and do with clients is get 2 months ahead so that, you know, if something happens, you know, their kid gets sick or they want to go on holidays or whatever, no worries. We got the podcast. It's already in the bank and ready to go. You go do whatever you need to do and they'll just keep recording. So whenever you got a low period, you know, when real estate's hot in the summer, you know, you've already got everything ready to go. When it's slow in the winter, you record a whole bunch of stuff so you got it for the future. But with the reels, yeah, we wait until the launch date so that we can synchronize with the guest and the host, because the more stuff you can have synchronized, just the better the reach it's going to get. But yeah, we try and follow up with guests too to help them do it, because as you said, most business owners aren't great at marketing, so we try and assist them as much as we can.
Makes sense. What do you, in terms of like when you're creating the podcast, you're putting it on like, I don't know, Libsyn or whatever podcast host services there are out there. What sort of, can you walk us through sort of like, what's the SEO value to having a podcast, and tell me about the back end and the longevity towards brand and all of that.
That's a great question there, Mike. So like that's really why I myself used to podcast guest a whole lot to get backlinks. So for anyone that doesn't know SEO, backlinks is just a link from one website to another back to your website. That's why it's called a backlink. And it's the foundation of SEO. The more backlinks you have, more links from other websites you have, the better you're going to rank, the bigger the keywords you can go after. So they're really important. So I used to always guest on podcasts so I could get lots of backlinks to our websites and get them ranking. But one of the things with real estate websites, right, is you're not looking for national keywords. You're not looking for buy a house anywhere. You're looking for a specific keyword. If you go to Google and type homes for sale in any city in America, Zillow is most likely the number one search result, right? And you do not want to go up against Zillow. Like, they know what they're doing. They got really, really good SEO. But if you think about it, you want to be more specific with the keyword, right? Like if someone was searching, you know, homes for sale Georgia, well, that's not going to convert real well because that person, Georgia's a big state. You know, they don't know where they're going to live. So even if you ranked for that, the chance of that converting is not that great. Same with homes for sale Atlanta. It's a bloody giant city where I don't know Atlanta that well, so I don't know why I picked that city. But someone searching for homes for sale on the south side of Atlanta between 300,000 and 400,000 with a pool, like the search volume for that keyword is going to be very small. But that person knows what they're looking for. And if you've got that inventory, well, it's going to convert. So it's really good to focus on topics that you can actually rank for. But one of the important parts, it's great if you can have big, strong, powerful backlinks. Like if you had a backlink from, say, the FBI or the White House, I mean, that's great. They're big, strong authority, trusted authorities. But Google also looks at them and go, what's the FBI know about real estate? Like it doesn't make any sense. If you had a link from, you know, Keller Williams or from Zillow, well, that's good. They know about real estate. So that backlink's really important. But if you're looking for local keywords, local backlinks are important too. And so who does Google trust more? Because that's what a backlink is, right? It's a vote of trust, you know? And so if, you know, the best backlinks you can have, if you want to rank for keywords like the south side of Atlanta, is other businesses in that niche on the south side of Atlanta. So again, if you're making content from, you know, a real estate attorney, from a title company, from a mortgage broker, having them on your podcast and getting backlinks back from them, man, it's going to help you rank like crazy.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Does Google have this huge update? From what I gather tell us about this thing. Cause I know with podcasts, are you putting the video version on the site? Cause I know that that's holding some weight apparently with the SEO rankings and whatnot. And can you clarify that?
Yeah. So Google has an army of engineers, right? Like they're almost $2 trillion company. They can afford a few people and they're constantly doing updates and they're especially going after AI because lots of SEO nerds are just building, you know, just dumping out AI as fast as they can. And Google's getting better and better at detecting it, which is another reason why making real content is more important because Google, you know, they got really smart people, some of the smartest people in the world. And I don't know how big their army is, but it's pretty big.
You're referencing like the AI blog. So when people are like, hey, I'm going to create a blog, and you're just doing AI and you're copy and pasting that, and Google can actually pick that up and be like, nah, that's fake content.
Whether they really can now, who knows? They say they're working on it. Google doesn't tries to hold their cards pretty close to their chest, right? Because the more they let you know about how their system works, the better you can exploit it. But you know, I wouldn't try and game the system, because they will penalize you eventually. They'll work it out eventually, and they can de-index your website. And if that's, you know, you imagine even if a business like Zillow got their website de-indexed, like you're over. You know, and if you've built your website up to being a ranking machine generating you so much traffic, why gamble it? Like, build really quality, authentic content. You know, like the exact content we're talking about. Like, this content that we're making right now, Google can see it's not AI generated, right? And in the future, they're not going to penalize it. It's quality, original content. And that's always what Google's looking for. And one of the benefits of adding in SEO with podcasting, so podcasting gives you great content for socials and all the podcast channels, but adding in SEO gives it longevity. Because, I mean, you look at the biggest the YouTuber in the world, Mr. Beast. You know, it's like no one's watching his old videos. He pops out a new video, gets, you know, 100 million views overnight, but no one's watching his old videos. He needs to keep making content to keep making money. And that's the same with anyone that does social media. You need to keep posting, because it just disappears. And same with the podcast. You have to keep it going. The beauty with SEO is once it's ranking, it just keeps on ranking. And so if you're making localized content on easy to rank for keywords, you know, from your mortgage broker, like what's the mortgage prices like on the south side of Atlanta? It's easy to rank for, and it's going to stay ranking. So you get the initial buzz from social media and from your guest and from your newsletter, but it ranks in Google. So it brings you visitors, eyeballs to your business every week, month after month after month.
I'll mention the good point. I'll mention the last piece, I think, too, that I like about it is that when someone does land on your site, you just sort of do get that extra authority. And it's similar to, like, you know, if you're making a buying decision and you land on someone's Instagram feed and they have 100,000 followers, in your mind, they have more authority than someone that doesn't. When people see a lot of content on your site too, like as a real estate agent, and it's not like the extension URL of your broker.com, like abcbroker.com/Mike Cuevas, it's just a page with your face. Like, I'm talking about having a real website, right? Like, you have to have your own shit. Because over time, yeah, if you're doing a podcast a week, you get 52 pieces of content over time on your website. Like, someone's going to get there and be like, wow, this guy's an expert. Even if they never listened to a word you said or ever heard your voice. So you got to keep that in mind, is that when you multi-purpose, you're building a library and a track record of authority. And that holds a lot of weight in conversion and down the road. You won't be able to track it, but you'll be able to feel it.
It even gives a really nice lead magnet too. A lead magnet that we find very effective with people that have their own podcast is like, hey, download our five most popular episodes. Because everything about a website is you need to capture that person now, because they'll probably never be back, and you'll never see them again. So you need to get their name, email, and phone number as quickly as you can. And that's a really easy lead magnet. Hey, download our five best episodes. You know, you get their name, email, and now they're in your system. You can send them those episodes. And it, just as Mike said, whether they listen to him or not, they see him. They're in their inbox and they're like, man, this Mike guy really knows what he's talking about. Geez, he just sent me five episodes about real estate on the south side of Atlanta. Like, he knows this market. I should give him a call. He's a trusted authority.
That's all it is. Anyone on video is a trusted authority, even Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, guys. That's why your kids like look at them like idols, is because they see him on video since the time they were born. And when people start seeing you on video and media and podcasts and all this other crap, it's the same thing. Like, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. Like, you could just have us mute this whole show and just see our body language like this, and you would be like, that guy knows what the fuck he's talking about. Right?
Yeah.
It's just how it is. It's just perception, you know, and we way overthink this stuff. But the last point, and we'll close this up because we're right at the half hour mark, is when you're creating a podcast too, the nice thing is that you don't have to think so much about what you're going to say, because most of the time I talk a lot on our podcast, but some people get mad at me for that. Like, bro, you shut the fuck up on your own podcast. I'm like, all right, oops, sorry. But I'm interviewing him. I want to make this engaging. It's just my show. I can do whatever the hell I want, right? You can too. But your guest usually is going to create most of the content for you. So you don't really have to overthink this.
And it's easy
either.
For them too, right? Because they're an expert. It's not like you're asking a landscaper about plumbing. You're asking a landscaper about what they do all day, every day. It's so easy. I can talk about SEO and podcasting till I'm blue in the face.
Yeah, that's usually, and that's what you'll see. Like if you bring on the divorce attorney, it's another hint, guys. I'd go after divorce. I'd go after probate. I'd go after bankruptcy too. I'd go after investors. I'd have one in my back pocket. But look at each one of these things. I just gave you four different leveraged relationships that you can start infiltrating. I'll show you one more thing. The reason why you can't just cold call a referral partner, like an attorney or like that, is they'll never take you seriously. Trust me, we tried it. I had a group of 25 agents knocking on every attorney's door in the city of Chicago for about 3 years straight. And the only relationships that ever came out of that were the ones they already had a relationship with prior. There's no amount of cold prospecting that you'll break through a referral source like an attorney like that without banging your head against a drum or the wall. But when you come in with a value first base, that's when everything switched, because we'd be like, hey, look, you're such a good attorney. I'd love to do a video on you. Now I have my way in the door, right? Versus, hey, dude, you can't even tell me you're going to send a business, because it's usually like, hey, dude, I want you to refer a business. I'm an expert in your area. I could help you better service your clients. That's not a pitch, guys. That's a self-serving prophecy of yourself, right? So leverage is the name of the game, guys. You have a lot of leverage here. Chris, why don't you, any closing thoughts? And then tell us tell them where they can find you if they want to learn more about you.
Anyone wants to learn how to build a podcast, we've got a webinar coming up. If you go to iconsrealestate.com, you'll see our webinar plastered all over it. Join and we'll show you exactly how we do it to help agents sell more houses.
Love it, man. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. If you like the concept of remaining on top of mind, creating media and creating content and putting it in front of your database, you need to check out Referral Suite. Referral Suite gives you the social media calendar to follow, the video email and scripts to send out each and every month, and we automate direct mail and farm your database relationships for you. The only way people stop forgetting you exist with Referral Suite is literally when you stop. I don't even know how that would work. That's how easy it is. So you need to actually get there right now. Take the demo, take the training. That's referralsuite.com. You'll see us next week. Peace. Bye. Thank you for watching another episode of the Real Estate Marketing Dude podcast. If you need help with video or finding out what your brand is, visit our website at www.realestatemarketingdude.com. We make branding and video content creation simple and do everything for you. So if you have any additional questions, visit the site, download the training, and then schedule time to speak with a dude and get you rolling in your local marketplace. Thanks for watching another episode of the podcast. We'll see you next time.